This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Verse 12. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up this people." In other words, bring these people up to the land of promises. Bring them to Canaan. "You said to me, bring these people to Canaan, to the land that I've set apart for them. And you have not let me know whom you will send with me." You didn't tell me who's going with me. I need help. "Yet you have said, I know your name, I know you by name," and that's a beautiful thing. And then number two, "then you also, you told me this, that you have also found grace in my sight." And that, of course, is a beautiful thing. So the law came by Moses, but of course Moses, like all of us, failed the law and could only stand before God by grace, and that's why he found grace in God's sight. Moses, who gave us the law, who brought the law, who carried the tablets, failed the very same law he gave to the people and could only stand before God by grace. Even though Moses was a very obedient servant for many of the years of his life, it could never erase the disobedience. We mentioned that in a recent message. All of your obedience cannot erase the disobedience. Only one person can erase the disobedience in your life, and that is what Sarah sang about the Savior, the one who can only forgive and erase it. So even though you're a very obedient person, even though you do an amazing mountain of good works in your life, it doesn't erase the sin that's also occurred in your life. Only God can do that, and nobody stands before God with sin. So that sin has to be erased if anyone is going to enter the kingdom of God. So Moses was faced with the gigantic task of leading Israel to the promised land, to Canaan, and to what is often called in the scriptures the place of rest, as opposed to wandering. The wilderness was the wandering years, and then when they got to Canaan, it was to be the place of rest, where they would settle down, receive their portion of the land, and become farmers and cattle raisers, and just be stay put. The wandering was over. It would be the place of rest. But no, Moses was not secure. He wanted to know, who's going with me? God told him he knew his name, which means he's a personal God. When God knows your name, it's personal. Not just some, as sometimes it's said by agnostics, that God is somewhere way out there and he's really too busy, he's got too much going on to be concerned about little old me and what I'm going through and what I'm doing in my life. God's too big for that. He's got the overall plan going on, but he doesn't get involved in the tiny little affairs of one person's life. And we don't believe that. We believe God knows our name. That God is a personal God. That the hairs of our head are numbered. That everything about, that he knows our thoughts from afar off. That everything about us, God is concerned with. And that he's big enough to include all of that, not only for me, but for everyone throughout the world. He includes us and can be personal with us, each and every one of us, and still take care of the overall way things will go. Our citizenship is in heaven. He knows our names. Our names are written, it says, in heaven. Luke 10:20. So Moses was not secure. He wanted help. He didn't want to go this alone. God gave him a task, but the task was overwhelming. It was too big for him. And you might feel that way at times, that God's given you a task. Maybe it's the one you're married to and they're not saved. There's an overwhelming task. That person is your mission field. That person is the one that God is, you have found yourself with, and God has designated them. This is your mission field, this person. This is the person that you're going to invest in, and it may take years before they ever come around, if they do. It's an overwhelming task. You know, maybe your task is some calling that's on your life, or something that else that God would have you to do. But it's overwhelming. When it's overwhelming, then you want somebody to be with you if you're going to do it. Of course, overwhelming tasks often make people quit and give up and say, forget it, I can't do this. I'm out of here. Or they'll say, well, I'll do it, but I'm going to need a lot of help. I'm going to need somebody to strengthen me along the way, to guide me, to lead me. I'm going to need all of that. So, Moses said in verse 13, now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, and that's what you say, that I am in your sight and I have found grace, which means I'm accepted by you, and I have your stamp of approval on my life, just as it is, because of what you've done for me. Right now, show me now your way. Show me your way. Show me, guide me. I need your guidance. I don't know which way to go. I don't know whether to go left, right, straight, backwards. I don't know how to live my life. I don't know how to be the kind of leader I need to be. I don't know how to be the right example for these people. I don't know how to communicate properly. I don't know how to do anything, Lord. And show me your way. Show me how to get this done. I don't know how to do it. But show me your way that I may know, in verse 13, that I may know you. That I may know you, and that I might continue to find, because he already said he found grace in his sight, but so I may continue to find grace in your sight. I want a life where you guide me, you lead me, you show me, you enable me, that I can walk in a way that I continue to find grace and grace from you all the days of my life. And by the way, Lord, consider this, that this nation is your people. We are your people. We are yours. And that should mean something. We are yours. You own us. And so in John 1:16 in the New Testament, it says that the fullness of his fullness we have all received, grace for grace, or grace upon grace. Continuing in grace means that I go from grace to grace. In everything I do in life, I go from grace to grace. Grace is God's, what? Undeserved, unmerited, unearned favor towards me. And everything God gives me comes from the treasury of divine resource, from God's treasury of resource. In other words, God's got this big treasure room, bigger than this room. He's got a big room of treasures in heaven, and everything that comes out of that room, every provision for my life, every blessing for my life, everything that comes from that room comes from God's treasury room. And God goes in there and he takes it out and gives it to me, and the means by which he can do that is called grace. I don't deserve it. I didn't earn it. I didn't barter for it. I didn't say, God, if you give me this, I'll do this for you. I didn't barter for it. I didn't get it by any other means, but God said, I will give it to you as a gift of grace because my son will die for you. In the Old Testament, and has died for you in the New Testament. It's all a gift of grace. Grace is the only economy that I work on. And that economy will not fall apart like the U.S.'s economy might do. But our economy is grace, and God will never run out of grace. Because even when where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, right? Romans 5:20. So God will never run out of grace. He has an unbelievable amount of graciousness towards us. And from his treasury, he will take gift after gift after gift. And these are gifts. What are these gifts? We're not talking about materialism, although it could include that. But the gift of forgiveness, the gift of mercy, the gift of God's kindness towards you, the gift of an answered prayer. Those are gifts. Everything he does on your behalf is a gift, and therefore it comes by grace. I don't get it because I tell God, I deserve this, Lord. You need to give me that because I really deserve it. I mean, I've done a lot for you. I gave $3 last week in the offering. I mean, you owe me, God. None of that works. It's all by grace. God's gifted to us. And the only one who paid for that grace was Jesus Christ with precious blood. So Moses is looking for something special. He's looking for the gift of God's own divine presence to be with him throughout the journey. He wants the gift of divine presence. Lord, I want you to be with me every step of the way. I don't want to do this alone. I don't want to go it alone. I don't want to find myself stuck out there not having you to consult. I need your counsel. I need your help. I need your joy. I'm going to need your encouragement when I'm discouraged. When I tell the people one thing and they do the opposite. And that's going to happen a lot. And I'm going to be discouraged a lot, and I'm going to need your encouragement. I need the gift of your divine presence. Verse 14, he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. I will send my presence with you. Every step of the way. God's promise to Moses on the journey through the wilderness to the promised land. I'll go with you. I'll be there. Now, Moses can have assurance. Moses can take that promise, and he can say, okay, God said he's going to be with me every step of the way. God's presence will go with me. I'm going to believe that promise, and by faith I accept that, and by believing it, I'm going to experience the peace that comes with that. So I have a promise, and I believe the promise, because I believe the promise, I get the peace that comes with it. God said he's going to be with me, so I can relax and just believe God. Now, Moses can do the opposite. Moses cannot believe the promise. He can say, that's nice, God, but I don't know. I'm still kind of stressed out and overwhelmed. And God would say back to him, you're not believing. Believe and experience the peace.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts. Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com.